When Harvard University took 377 years to educate its first 400,000 students, no one imagined its online courses would attract that many learners in a single year. WebMD now receives more monthly visits than all American doctors see patients combined. eBay's online dispute resolution system handles 60 million disagreements annually, three times more than the entire U.S. court system. These aren't isolated anomalies, but early indicators of a fundamental transformation reshaping our professional landscape. The traditional gatekeepers of specialized knowledge, doctors, lawyers, accountants, architects, clergy, consultants, and teachers, are facing unprecedented disruption as increasingly capable machines, working either independently or with non-specialists, take on tasks historically reserved for highly trained professionals. For centuries, we've maintained what Richard and Daniel Susskind call a grand bargain with the professions. We grant them exclusive rights to practice in specific domains in exchange for their expertise in matters of great human importance. But this bargain is failing us in multiple ways. Most people simply cannot afford first-rate professional services, with legal fees often exceeding $500 per hour, while professional work remains trapped in antiquated knowledge-sharing techniques. The problem isn't a scarcity of expertise, but of experts themselves. We've created a Rolls-Royce service for the well-heeled minority, while everyone else is walking. The transformation across professional fields is already well underway. In healthcare, IBM's Watson aids cancer diagnoses by processing medical literature published every 41 seconds, while robots fill prescriptions with perfect accuracy compared to 37 million yearly human errors. Genomic testing costs have plummeted from $10 million to just $99, democratizing personalized medicine. Education is evolving through hybrid learning, where students divide time between teachers and personalized online platforms. Khan Academy's 5,500 instructional videos have been viewed 450 million times by 10 million monthly visitors, exceeding England's entire school population. Even the legal profession, despite centuries of unchanged practices, is seeing traditional lawyers replaced by advanced systems. Technologies like Lex Machina now outperform humans in document review and predicting court outcomes. In journalism, algorithms write earnings reports, sports stories, and breaking news about earthquakes, often indistinguishable from human-written content. What's remarkable isn't just the pace of change, but how most theorists studying professions overlook technology's transformative potential. Even when professionals adopted computers for word processing in the 1980s, social scientists failed to anticipate how artificial intelligence, machine learning, and online platforms would democratize professional knowledge and disrupt traditional service models. Four major trends characterize the end of the professional era. First, professional work is moving from bespoke, handcrafted service toward standardization and systematization. Traditional personalized services are being replaced by templated solutions and automated systems, with remaining human work handled collaboratively rather than by individual craftspeople. Second, traditional gatekeepers are being bypassed as competition emerges from multiple directions. Most disruptively, communities of experience have formed online, from medical support groups to DIY legal forums, challenging professionals' monopoly on expertise. Third, professional work is shifting from reactive to proactive. The traditional model, where inexpert clients must recognize when they need expert help, is being replaced by systems that anticipate needs. This transformation is evident in healthcare, where wearables and AI monitor vital signs and predict potential issues before they become serious. Fourth, professionals face the more-for-less challenge, intense cost pressure combined with increased service demand. This drives both efficiency through automation and collaboration through group purchasing or cooperative arrangements. As professional work is decomposed into constituent tasks, these are allocated to the most cost-effective providers: offshore teams, paraprofessionals using technology, or flexible self-employed professionals on digital platforms. Meanwhile, knowledge communities built by service recipients are creating sophisticated repositories of practical experience that increasingly rival traditional professional expertise. Knowledge possesses four distinctive characteristics. It's non-rival, usage doesn't deplete it, tends toward non-excludability, difficult to restrict access, is cumulative, grows more valuable with use, and is often digitizable. These traits create unique dynamics. A doctor's diagnosis can be shared infinitely without degradation, legal precedents gain value as they build upon each other, and medical knowledge can spread globally through digital platforms. Processing power growth, following Moore's law, is transforming technology at unprecedented rates. By 2020, an average desktop may match human brain processing power, and by 2050, a $1,000 computer could potentially exceed all human brains combined. This computational advancement enables sophisticated AI applications across professional domains. Many professionals resist this future due to common biases. Status quo bias manifests a special pleading that their field alone is immune to change. Technological myopia underestimates future applications by judging them against current capabilities. The AI fallacy incorrectly assumes systems must mimic human thinking to perform expert tasks, when in reality, systems excel by leveraging their unique technological advantages. Based on their findings, the Susskinds identify seven distinct models for producing and distributing practical expertise in society. 1. The traditional model, human professionals delivering customized expertise through real-time interactions charged by time spent. 2. The networked experts model, professionals clustering via online platforms, forming virtual teams of specialists to solve specific problems. 3. The paraprofessional model, less specialized individuals delivering expert services with systems created by specialists. 4. The knowledge engineering model, practical expertise transformed into online self-help systems delivering expertise on a one-to-many basis, e.g. TurboTax. 5. The communities of experience model, collaborative repositories built by past service recipients and non-experts who've solved problems themselves. 6. The embedded knowledge model, practical expertise integrated directly into machines, systems, or objects, applying automatically without separate invocation. 7. The machine-generated model, practical expertise originating from machines rather than humans, using big data, artificial intelligence, or intelligent search. These models aren't mutually exclusive. Many professional services combine multiple approaches. Their evolution is driven by technological advancement, changing client expectations, and the need for greater efficiency and accessibility. When practical expertise moves online, knowledge can be liberated from professional gatekeepers. This liberation exists on a spectrum, from minimal liberation, subscription services where professionals still control access, to full liberation, expertise becomes a commons resource owned outside the professions. Critics argue that without exclusivity, there's no incentive to produce and share expertise. However, this overlooks diverse human motivations. Wikipedia demonstrates this through millions of voluntary contributions without payment. Many professionals are driven by objectives beyond profit, including social impact, fulfillment, and recognition. What's at stake isn't just economic efficiency, but moral responsibility. The potential harm in restricting expertise is too profound to ignore, particularly in healthcare, education, and legal services, where access gaps create significant inequities. Society now has both the technological means and moral obligation to make professional knowledge more accessible worldwide. The question isn't whether technology will transform professional work, it's already happening, but how will shape this transformation? Will we cling to outdated models that restrict knowledge to those who can afford it? Or will we embrace systems that democratize expertise while maintaining quality? The future of the professions depends on our collective choices about who should control practical expertise in a technology-based society.